A group of protesters occupying Niagara Square were met by Buffalo police officers as they marched from downtown Buffalo to Mayor Byron Brown's residence Wednesday evening. The group, calling themselves the Western New York Liberation Collective, began their march after demanding accountability from the city's police department. Marching through the Elmwood Village, protester Ed Lawton, or Sparky as he's affectionately known as, says the numerous grassroots efforts for police reform is proof people have had enough.
What I've seen is this community has just come together with the absence of the conventional organizations in Buffalo from the beginning, determined to have their goal of stopping this consistent issue with police abuse, police brutality, and lack of police accountability.
Lawton says one of the three reforms being demanded by the collective is not only defunding the police, but disarming them as well.
They want the Buffalo Police Department and the city of Buffalo to immediately begin to defund the police department, starting by demilitarization in such a way where they can strip the new weapons budget for the next year from the Buffalo police budget and put that into de-escalation and community issues.
Other reforms the collective demands are creating a new police oversight committee with full subpoena powers and the enforcement of Cariel's Law, which would require officers to report misconduct within the force and would also protect the jobs and pensions of whistleblowers. As the protest reached Brown's neighborhood, police stood guard outside the mayor's residence. Protesters stood for several minutes and angrily shouted for police reform before moving down the street. Leading the march with bullhorn in hand was a woman who would only identify herself as KK. As a woman of color, she says she is fed up with the justice system as it currently stands.
We're just really tired of police brutality and systematic racism and oppression. And as you can hear, they're saying Black Lives Matter. And that's what needs to happen, is Black and Brown lives need to matter for all lives to matter. And until then, we're not going to stop.
As for what's next for the Liberation Collective, KK says the plan is to grow the collective and keep the pressure on until demands are met.
Same thing, different day. We're going to start moving around, hopefully, and we're going to get more people to join us in our protests and our marches and just make sure that we disrupt peacefully, but we are heard.
Thomas O'Neill White, WBFO News.